Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and welcome to another episode of Be Unique's Unscripted, where we talk to artists, musicians, performers, and business professionals. My name is Tony Taylor. I'll be your host for this evening. You know, you could spend your Thursday nights anywhere, and we are excited you're spending it with us. The conversation is cool, it's calm, and it's casual. You can also be a part of the conversation by dialing 516-418-5651. Now, before we begin, let's talk about why you need to get on your phone and go to beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org. Here's what Be Unique is all about. Our mission is to work today to change tomorrow using digital mediums to connect the world with professional storytelling and media production. We work to educate, inspire, and foster positivity and creativity worldwide through video, audio, and a spectacular literary magazine featuring writers from around the world. The newest Be Unique magazine is out right now, and you can read it online along with Be Unique Brevard magazine, the Space Coast premier magazine. Be Unique is also a media powerhouse. Not only do you get this incredible podcast hosted by me, Tony Taylor, but 11 other shows. So sit back, get comfortable, and get ready to dial 516-418-5651 with your questions, comments, and whatever else you may want to say. Let's meet our guest.
Unscripted. My name is Tony Taylor. I'm your host for the evening. Tonight, we were supposed to have the Miami Beach Barbie. That's right. We were supposed to have 24K Rax, but unfortunately, Miss Rax has not called in, so we don't have her. But let me go ahead, since I did the homework and I spent a lot of time researching Miss Rax, let's go ahead and talk about her for a minute. She is a dynamic and emerging hip-hop artist hailing from Miami, Florida, with a unique sound that blends raw lyrics, powerful beats, and an undeniable stage presence. She is quickly making a name for herself in the music industry. Her debut single, Hit a Lick, which we'll play here shortly, showcases her talent and has garnered significant attention on various musical platforms. 24K Rax is not only a musician, but a storyteller, capturing the essence of her experiences and influences in every track she produces. Music style, 24 Rax is a fusion of hip-hop and rap, characterized by energetic rhythms, compelling storytelling, and themes of empowerment and resilience. She draws inspiration from her surroundings and life experiences, creating a sound that resonates with a diverse audience, and we do have her here on the line. Good evening, 24K.
Hey,
how are you?
Doing really good.
Good. I was a little worried. I didn't know if you were going to call in. I'm so glad you have. Thanks for being with us tonight. Oh, that's no problem.
Yeah.
No problem at all. Nope. I'm extremely excited to talk with you tonight, because you not only combine rap and hip-hop fusion, but also have compelling storytelling. And I really, really, really would love to hear more about that. But before we start that, let's talk about little 24K. How did 24K get involved with the rap industry?
Let's see, how did I get involved? I was around rappers all the time. I'm around rappers now. Like, I'm talking about a lot of industry friends, you know. So I was touring with one of my girls who's, you know, she has a pretty big name. Her name is Sukihana.
Okay.
And I was touring with her, state to state, everywhere, and I would say that's how I really, really, I would say that's how I just started dropping my music and stuff like that.
Right.
Firsthand, I was I began as a child just writing my music, and I just started recording. I had friends record me and stuff like that.
Right, right. Now, when you were younger, let's talk about when you were growing up. When you were younger, did you ever see yourself becoming an artist?
When I was younger, I did. I was very just inspired by, like, TLC and stuff like that.
Right.
And I used to reenact with my friends. So I just always was inspired and just loved music a whole lot.
So you were inspired and loved music probably for as long as you can remember, right?
Yes.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I tell you what, why don't you talk about with us your journey from the streets to now what is stardom?
My journey from the streets,
yeah.
I would say, well, you know, I come from South Phoenix neighborhood,
right.
And
right.
I began dancing, and I came to Miami.
Right. What got you to
and
Miami?
Stuff like that.
What got you to Miami?
Well, later on, it was the strip clubs.
Okay.
I started dancing and being around, like, the celebrities and stuff like that.
Right.
I became the entertainment for the rappers, for the celebrities. And I was working in a world famous club called King of Diamonds.
Oh, okay.
So my name began to be publicized, you know, with the artists and stuff like that. And like I would say a celebrity dancer.
Okay.
Type of thing.
Okay.
You know.
Right.
So what was going on then is that the rappers were saying, girls, big name dancer names, like, basically in their songs. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
No, I see what you're saying.
So it was stuff like that going on, and it was like publicity stunts, like just publicity stuff. Like a rapper would say, they came and dropped $100,000 on a dancer.
Oh,
so
my
we
God.
Were, so our names were being publicized like that, you
oh,
know?
Oh, wow.
So I was,
wow.
yeah.
Wow, I'll tell you what, that's $100,000. Wow, that's amazing. Now,
yeah.
you started hanging around rappers. You started rapping yourself, and then you decided to go ahead and make a stab at it. Can you tell us what your inspiration was for Behind Hidalec? Your new single that's out right now?
Right. So Hidalec could be anything. It could be like flipping houses. It could be, you know, the trap girl, the stripper, the dancer in the nightclub.
Right.
Just making big money, you know, just making moves, making big money, you
right.
know, type of thing.
Right, right, right. And I'm sure it's more. It's more than just money, right?
It's kind of the motive behind the
right.
song, but you
right.
know, yeah, it's like anybody can hit a lick though.
That's right. That's right.
Big moves. It's basically saying big moves, right?
Right. Well, we're definitely going to be playing Hit a Lick and before we end the show tonight. But I was just compelled to ask you, what the, message was behind it and what you were talking about. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as, let's say, an inspiration, or do you want to be an inspiration to other women? Do you want to use your influence to get more women into rap?
Yes. I would say inspired on a level of women just getting out the strip club, like Cardi B, she came from the strip club. She made it out. She was around rappers. You know, same thing, and just, like, never giving up. For the longest, I was in a strip club, got wrapped up in making money, and forgot, you know, forgot about my dreams. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like you can forget about your dreams and get wrapped up in money. It's like you could be getting money and forget all about, you know, that means
right.
a lot.
Do you find that you get a lot of support from your family?
I lost my grandmother, and that's who, like, pretty much raised me. So
right.
I lost her, and I didn't see a reason to be there anymore, and that's why I was moving around, and, you know, where I'm from, it's not a lot of opportunity. So,
right.
you know, and I had to make big money, so it was like
sure.
That became my support. You know,
right.
the money.
Right, right. But you're not only a musician making a lot of money, but you're also a storyteller. What kind of stories do you want to tell with your music?
Well, I would say just, you know, boss up and, you know, get your priorities straight, your mind right.
Right.
And, you know, just motivational stuff. I definitely want to motivate other women.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I want to show them I want to show them my story. Yes, I made it.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, they can make it too. Just don't stop.
That's true. That's true. And that's part of all that you want to put into your music is those compelling stories, those abilities to get your message out. What do you think is some of your priorities with your music? What is it you want to do more with?
I definitely want to be more heard. I want everybody to see me, know who I am, where I'm
right.
coming from, you
right.
know, in my life, and I want people to see me doing better, you know. So,
right. What kind of message do you want to convey, and what kind of impact do you want to make on the rap industry?
The rap industry.
You know,
just lifting everybody else up, you know.
Right,
if
right,
I have
right.
the ability to lift somebody else up, you know, or just letting everybody know we got to lift each other up, you know, motivate each other, and that's firsthand.
Right.
My friend that I'm around, you know, like we lift each other up, we motivate each other,
right.
and we inspire each other, and, you know, that's what I really love.
That's great. That's great. Now, where do you find your inspiration for your music?
Well, I like different sounds.
Right.
And I want to show people how I want to show people how versatile I really am.
Right.
So my sound is just. Sound is like the trap girl. I'm the trap girl. I've been in the clubs
right.
for years, and,
right.
and that's where I get my influences from. It's
okay.
making money to, you know, club music, trap music.
Right.
You know?
Can you explain the idea behind your name, 24K Racks? What's that all about?
So I was, my original name was Goldie, where I'm from.
Right.
And
okay.
when I came to Miami, DJ gave me that name. He started calling
oh.
me 24K. Every time
oh,
I
okay.
hit the stage, he's like, you're not Goldie, you're 24K. And he was a pretty big DJ too.
Is he?
So he was like 24K. And then You know, I just became first name 24, last name K.
That's great.
That's
so
just,
tell,
you know.
That it kind of stuck with you, right? For all
it did.
Years. That's great.
Yeah.
What are some of your influences? Who do you look up to? Who inspires you to go out and do what you do? And have there been any musical influences over your life that have really made an impact and that really have, you know, got you going in that you say, wow, this person is doing this. I've got to do this.
I think everybody inspires me some
really?
Way or another. Honestly, like, I'm just inspired. I'm just an inspired person. But I would say just, you know, all the girls that I know personally
right.
that came from nothing, that I danced
right.
with in this world famous
right.
club, you
right.
know, I would say just even watching Cardi B come out the club, the strip club, and, you know, making
right.
it big, you know.
Right.
So I love, like I said, I just love to see women come, you know, from nothing. And there is a lot of extremely talented women in the strip club. There's
can
a
you
lot
tell
of
me,
them.
Can you tell me about one of them that maybe made an impression on you?
I can't say. I mean, there's a lot of girls that I worked with. There was Dying Peace. I don't know if you know who Dying Peace is. She's like a reality star girl.
Right.
There was a girl named Tip Drill that came out of there. There's a girl named Jocelyn Hernandez.
Right.
I don't know if you know Jocelyn Hernandez.
From...
Like China.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, I worked with all of these girls, and they all, you know, made a name for themselves. There's Lyra Galore.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. So I worked with all of these girls. And I even, you know, I visited New York before, and I threw money on Cardi B when she was a dancer. So I love just to see where everybody's at now.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
And even, I think, Amber Rose. They say
oh,
Amber Rose
yeah.
used to dance.
Yep,
I didn't know her personally, no.
Oh,
but,
okay.
you know, I know where they said she came from.
Right. Are you planning, now with Hit a Lick, are you working, and I may be talking ignorant here, and I apologize if I am, but mm-hmm. you have the song Hit a Lick. Are you working on an album right now?
I am working on an EP. I haven't named the EP yet.
Okay.
But I have an EP ready. It's just I haven't put a name on there yet. I haven't stamped
okay.
the golden name
think,
on there.
How soon do you think it'll be till it's out?
Well, Hit a Lick is out.
Right.
So
right. Out.
The other songs, I'm not sure. I'm thinking I want to create 24K Day. So that would be on every 24th.
Oh, okay.
That.
That's a unique idea. Wow. Okay, that's a really cool idea. That'll
yes.
get your name out there. Absolutely. No, absolutely. Are you planning on any touring?
I am. I'm working on that. I haven't put a tour together yet, but I am definitely working on that, and I'm making plans for it.
That's great. Now, do you want to go ahead and tour all of the United States, or will you start in, like, a certain section, California maybe, or Florida? Maybe make your
I'm
way up to Miami?
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, yeah, I want to go everywhere everybody wants me to go, but I'm really thinking, like, Atlanta,
okay.
North Carolina, California, right. Vegas, New York, like, you know. I mean, I want to go everywhere. That's one thing I love to do is travel. I love it.
She has no problem going anywhere. She would love to
do
that.
I don't. Wherever that's the wind great. Blows me, okay?
Now, let me ask you this. How long do you think it'll be till, you know, we'll be able to see you live?
Live, like, performance?
Yeah.
Well, I have a performance coming up tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
With Boston Richie.
Oh, all right. That's great. And
yeah.
then when, and
it's
then...
out here in West Palm.
Okay.
West Palm Beach.
Okay. Well, I'm a little north of you. I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So I probably wouldn't get a chance to see you, but I'm hoping that you would be heading this way.
Well, actually, Saturday is Boston Richie. And yes, that's West Palm Beach. Yes. And I can't wait to go to Orlando too.
We'd love to have you. We would really love to have you. Just a couple more questions I wanted to ask real quick. I always ask this question when I'm doing the show. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years. I want to be international at that point.
Ah, okay.
I'm willing to, you know, put the work in, and I guess sky's the limit.
Oh, wow. That's great. I tell you what.
I want to be overseas.
Yeah, definitely. Well, there's no reason why you wouldn't. I tell you what, when you
right.
to do, though, there's no reason why you wouldn't go to overseas. Absolutely. With your music and everything. And that reminds me that let's go ahead and let's play Hit a Lick. And then I want to talk
yes.
to you about after we hear it. I want to talk to you about it after
okay.
we hear it before we close the show. So, guys, on Be Unique Radio, this is 24K Rax, and this is her new hit single, Hit a Lick.
All my bad bitches ready. 24K. We need to just go ahead and hit a lick.
This nigga give it all to me.
All to me.
Nah, this pussy can't be purchased, he can't get a piece.
Hey, hey.
But the fucked up part about it is I'm such a freak.
Pop that ass, bitch.
Get a bad bitch.
Hey.
Can't be basic, he gon' treat you like the last bitch.
Uh-huh.
You get a pussy up too fast, now you mad, sis.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm ratchet just like you, but I got class, bitch.
Okay.
I'm Sadiddy, I'm a city, I'm a pretty bitch.
Okay.
Went and got a bag and got my titty thick. If he ain't talking bready on some silly shit.
Hey.
Pretty bitch.
Okay.
Went and got a bag and got my titty thick.
Miami.
If he ain't talking bready on some silly shit.
Yes.
I hit my girl Suki finna hit a lick.
Rax. Her hit single, Hit a Lick. Wow. Let me ask you something real quick before we have to wrap and go. How long did it take you to produce that song? And were you looking to work with a particular producer, or did you just go ahead and put that song out there for somebody to come in and work with you on?
I have a really great producer that I work with.
Right.
He's located in Dallas.
Okay.
And I put that together maybe no more than about 45 minutes.
No, what?
I would say.
Really? 45
yeah.
minutes?
Yeah. About 45 God. Minutes, yeah.
Man, that is amazing. That is amazing.
And it's one of the first songs that I recorded on my EP.
Oh, wow. And we're looking forward to hearing that EP and to definitely getting it. And I know you're looking forward to putting it out there. And in the last few minutes that we have, 24K, can you let us know where we can contact you or how we can get a hold of you or where your websites, that kind of thing?
Yes, my website is www.24k.com, and my Instagram name is the number 24k dot Rax, R-A-C-K-S, and I have merch available, and
That's fantastic.
That's
fantastic. Well, listen, I really want to thank you for being on the show this evening and for letting us play your song and for letting us just talk with you, because it's been an amazing experience just getting to know
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Getting to know what you're all about, getting to know that you are a musician, and not only that, an artist, but a storyteller as well. So from all of us here at Be Unique Radio, we really appreciate your time, and we thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, and I hope you'll come back again when you put your EP
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Super. All right. Well, listen, have a great night. And that's all for us tonight with Unscripted. We hope you enjoyed the show. And we'll join us again next Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you.
For another edition of Unscripted. All right. Thank you so much, 24K. Have a great night.
You too.
All right. Goodbye now.
Bye.
That's right, folks. You were listening to Be Unique's Unscripted. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope you enjoyed listening to us talk with 24K Rax. She's an up-and-coming rapper, and we expect big things from her in the days to come. So we hope that you enjoyed the show, and we will be back next week. Thank you for joining us. Have a good night.